Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live all week from SDPB's Black Hills Bureau. Now we're inside the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio. And my guest with me today, Jamie Tennis. She is Executive Director of United Way Black Hills. Jamie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We also have with us Jessica Gromer. She's Program Officer with the John T. Fokorevich Foundation.
Thanks
for being here, Jessica. And please introduce yourself because I don't have you on my list.
I am Michaela Mater Tully, and I'm with United Way also.
Michaela?
Mater Tully.
Mater Tully. Thank you so much. All right. So this is, tell us, Jessica, first, I want to start with you a little bit, little bit about this foundation so people get it. And I think most people have an understanding of what the United Way is. We'll talk about United Way Black Hills. But tell us about the foundation, please.
Sure. John Vakurovich funded the foundation, and he was a wonderful philanthropist and a banker and from the LEAD community, and he established the foundation, and once he passed away, it became fully funded in 2000 and started in 2007. And the foundation really looks at funding the community, essentially in the arts, health and human services, and education, with a real focus on the cradle-to-career continuum of success.
All right, cradle-to-career. So, and a little bit about Black Hills United Way.
So our United Way serves the entire Black Hills region from Edgemont all the way up to Belle Fourche. We are focused on three big areas, which are education, income, and health. And we are fighting for our community to ensure that we are successful.
Right. Mackenzie?
Michaela.
Michaela, sorry about that. How long have you been with the organization? What's your role?
I just started. Marketing manager.
All right. So what made you want to join this program from what you already know about the great work that they're doing?
I've just seen what they do in our community. And so it's really exciting to get to be a part of that.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of something that you saw before you started here that the United Way of Black Hills is kind of known for or has known to have made an impact in?
I've been a part of their Day of Caring events in the past with other organizations I've worked with, and it's just a really cool event to get to join together with all of the people in our community to do a lot of good.
Right. How does the partnership work between you two, and what do you have coming up working on together here?
I can probably start that. So in 2014, we've always had a partnership with, let me back up a little, with United Way. John Vakurovich supported the United Way many, many years. And so with the current partnership that we have with the Campaign for Grade Level Reading, the John Vakurovich Foundation staff were actually approached by the Annie E. Casey Foundation to look at the Campaign for Grade Level Reading. And many foundations that fund these efforts typically do go through a United Way. And it just made sense that they would be one of the partners involved in this effort. And so in 2014, the end of 2014 is when the campaign started in the Rapid City community.
All right. Tell me about the campaign itself.
So it's part of a national movement to really draw attention to early grade reading success. There is a tremendous amount of research that shows when children are reading on grade level by third grade, they are at least four times more likely to graduate high school. And we know when they graduate high school, then that leads them to a much more successful path through life. So it was really based on that research and identifying that we needed to build community momentum around this issue, bring together different partnerships, not necessarily the traditional partners that you think of, but extending that outward. And so, you know, when we think of kids and their reading success, automatically you think of school districts. Right. School districts are a huge partner with this, and the Rapid City Area Schools has been tremendous. But there's also other opportunities. So 80% of a child's life is actually not spent in the classroom. So we're looking at out-of-school time partners and community opportunities and weekend events and non-traditional partners like, you know, the city and the Parks Department and things. And so it's all about bringing together a collaboration of different partners, stakeholders who can do something to help this issue. Right. So in Rapid, we have 106 partners, actually, that are a part of this work. All finding ways to enhance their own programs, to introduce pieces that help kids be early grade reading successful. So parent engagement, attendance, summer learning opportunities, school readiness opportunities, all of these different factors we know impact how successful kids are in school. So all of the partners are finding ways to enhance that work within their own programs, as well as helping us identify where are there gaps in our community and opportunities to bring something more to the table.
Is it about getting the books in the hands of the kids, or is it, it's more than that, but that's an important part
Absolutely.
Of that because many kids don't necessarily have access to that at all.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been lucky enough to offer the Imagination Library program for Western South Dakota. So last year alone, over 55,000 books were mailed to the homes of kids every month, kids under the age of five, for free for those families. That same idea of building their home libraries. So we're looking at how we can grow that program and enhance it, because only about a third of eligible children are currently participating in that. So we're also doing some neat, unique partnerships. One of the Eagle Scouts here in our community is actually developing lending libraries. So he's partnered with some of the community sites and the Rapid City Journal, actually, who has donated old newspaper dispenser machines. I don't know their technical title, but and he's converting those into community libraries,
little
basically.
Little libraries, yep, yeah. That sort of free little library movement.
Yep.
Out
and
of
then,
newspaper boxes.
Yeah.
That's really a cool idea.
It is. And that's what this is all about. It's unique partnerships that are all about addressing this issue and helping kids be successful.
Another partnership that I'd like to highlight is with the city and with the free rides for kids to get to school. And that has really been utilized very well. And the mayor has been very supportive with that and the transportation, not only to school, but to children's youth programs and the summer food programs as well.
Sure. Right. Michaela, getting the word out about this has got to be sort of a fun job as you start, you know, the marketing end of it, just communicating. But there's a lot of moving parts, too. So what are some of the challenges or opportunities that you see with sort of letting people know and then taking some of that information back in, saying there's more innovative ideas out there?
I'm excited to utilize different social media and using video and getting to see it in action and then share that and disperse that with everybody.
Yeah. Other partnerships that come to mind, you know, that maybe are outside of that realm where we normally, you know, would think of just the library or the school or the after-school program?
Well, one of the exciting things that we're looking at is we've been working in Rapid City for the past 3 years, but we are now going to be expanding the work out throughout the Black Hills. So all of our families in the Black Hills will have access to these opportunities. So that's very exciting. So we are starting to meet with the local partners in each of the communities and some of the towns throughout the hills to identify some different opportunities. One that we've been doing is a partnership with the South Dakota Humanities Council. They have worked to bring in famous authors or illustrators of children's books to come and speak to the kids. And so all second graders receive a book, and then the Humanities Council works with partners to bring in, like I said, that national author or that illustrator, who then has the opportunity, the kids have the opportunity to interact with that person who developed the book that they got to read. So that's an example of all the second graders got that book and that opportunity.
Right. So for Imagination Library, do those books still come in the mail?
Yep.
See, I think that's a really cool thing, too, because kids don't get mail.
Uh-huh.
And so when that comes once a month, it's a big deal with your name right on it. And then it's and they do a really nice job, excuse me, I found of really selecting children's literature that is age appropriate and attractive to the kids, too.
Yeah.
Jessica, how do you measure success when, you know, you're a foundation and you have to make decisions, you know, financial decisions to help people? It's a good idea. How do you look back on something and say, yep, that was impactful in a meaningful way?
That is a good question. That's a lot.
Because they're not things that you just measure with. I mean, maybe you could eventually look at third graders and do some tracking, you know, down the road. But you're not going to see this revolutionary thing overnight, and that doesn't mean it doesn't have value. So, what kind of feedback do you sort of, you know, compile?
Yeah, that's exactly right. With many of our initiatives, including the campaign for grade level reading, the mantra we've been saying lately is you have to go slow to go fast, and you want to do it right. And we have amazing partnerships in working on what those measurements are looking like, and this, particularly with the school district, reading by proficiently by third grade is part of their strategic plan.
Yeah.
And so working together on sharing that data to find out, you know, are our efforts working? But it's not only in the schools, it's the summer learning prevention of the summer learning loss. And
right.
So when they leave school and they come back, you know, what does that look like? And so working with the summer programs and after school programs and helping to find those shared measurements, that really is part of a collective effort. And the first 3 years of the campaign really were building up those partnerships and helping establish a solid foundation for the campaign. And now we are just really set and ready to do exactly that, figure out what success looks like for this.
All right. What should people in the Black Hills know here in our last 30 seconds about how to plug in to, or they have an idea for a partnership? Where should they reach out, Jamie?
First of all, give us a call if they have ideas or want to partner with this. And then, you know, the most important thing is to take the time to enhance a child's life. Read to them, whether it's your own child, your neighbor, your nephew, your granddaughter, grandson. It's so important that you take the time to read to them, that you're emphasizing how important it is to be at school every day, ready to learn, that you are enhancing their summer with opportunities, trips to the museum or trips to the park. People don't realize how impactful those type of experiences are when you're looking at reading comprehension. So just find ways to influence your own child's life. But then reach out to us if you have ideas of ways to partner.
All right. Jamie Tennis, Executive Director, United Way Black Hills, Jessica Gromer, Program Officer for the John T. Vakurovich Foundation, and Michaela
Mater-Tully,
Marketing with United Way Black Hills. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next time. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.